famous Phil Hendry show is on the air. This is Margaret Gray.
And this is General Galen Shaw.
Walter Leonard. And Bud Dickman here on a Tuesday.
And a world famous Phil Hendry show. And there's Slipknot. And Custer.
What is it called again?
It's called Custer. I guess it's,
Is that about the general?
Well, that's one of the generals. We've got another general with us here, General Shaw.
Yeah, but I don't want to be that general. Get it, Joe, while you get an arrow.
Start.
Yeah, you'll... Got that right, he got an arrow.
All right, well, yeah, he took an arrow, all right, man.
Yeah, he took more than one arrow.
But we have General Galen Shaw with us. He didn't take any arrows, man.
You're out there with the wild savages, though.
Now, wait a minute, son. We don't call the, we never call the gook the wild savage.
Well, what do you mean by gook?
I'm sorry.
Let's not use those words, okay?
Sorry. We didn't call the North Vietnamese, the Viet Cong, and so forth and so on. Any of those kinds of names. They were human beings, just like us. But yes, we had to tie them up and put them in barbed wire cages and, you know.
Yeah.
I'm kidding around. Hey, General, man, do you ever, waterboard them? No, I never waterboarded. I dropped a weapon on a man once who I saw trying to waterboard one of these NVAs.
Now, when you say dropped a weapon on him, what do you mean?
I mean, I pulled my sidearm and I said, you will not do that. And he backed away. Now, we were not in Vietnam, by the way. It was, I said, did I say NVA? No, it was my nephew. And he had a neighbor kid.
All right.
I'm telling you, it's true.
Well, we're talking about the real deal.
Hey, let me tell you, don't you tell me about the real deal, friend.
Welcome to the show, folks. We don't. It was a neighbor kid.
They were fooling around with the hose. I thought for a moment I was in Vietnam.
So did you pull a weapon?
Yeah, wouldn't you like to know? Oh, my God. I'm kidding. I don't know what I had, a garden hose or something that looked like a weapon. It was probably a ray gun. You know,
what do you mean a ray gun?
I mean one of those toys. But as I remember that, I dropped a weapon of some kind on him.
Is that a term you guys use in the Army? You dropped a weapon on a guy?
Yes. It means you pull a weapon. Never mind.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Come on,
Margaret.
I don't like that at all.
General Shaw did it.
What do you mean I did it? I didn't do anything. I was bringing up something.
No, Bud, you know, just take responsibility for the filth that informs what's between your ears, if you don't mind.
I don't know what that means.
The filth.
In other words, the filth that's your dirty thoughts. Welcome to the show, folks, the Phil Hendry Show. Are we starting the show?
Yeah, you started now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We have a very interesting... conversation to have today, and this really developed late in the, in show prep, right, Bud?
Well, what happened basically was Don Mixa called up. He said he has information.
Yeah, this came out of a CNN report by some, I don't know who that was.
Well, it was some nebbish they had.
Well, I don't want to say, but yeah, he was some sort of a four-eye.
What do you mean a four-eye?
This guy said that Donald Trump's got something on Roger Ailes.
Donald Trump has what?
Donald Trump has something on Roger Ailes, and that's why Ailes won't go full tilt boogie on this guy and rip him a new one.
Yeah, that's why he won't go full tilt boogie on a guy that ripped him the new one.
We heard that already.
Hold on. Now, Donald Trump having something on Roger Ailes meaning what?
Well, I don't know, but apparently, there's a clue, and Bud, have you got that?
If you go over to my web account, or my Twitter account, the phrase that pays...
Bud, but knock it off with the phrase that pays, okay?
All right. Well, I have it on my Twitter account. Now I'll go get it.
All right, so while we're waiting for that, we'll get over and do some traffic here. We got Bob Bakey and Bob.
I turn off the Bob's Freeway right now, Phil, the Bob Brown, and by God, there are, by God, there's a million of them out there. They're all crawling all over each other. It looks like something out of the Twilight Zone or something like that right now. No, I hope they don't do it, because if they crawl on you, you're going to get that thing crawling right up your leg. You're going to want to get your pad leg in front and to get it aired out over there on the 5-9 Freeway. Over here on the foothill of the Chowdertown, and in Chowdertown, by the way, they do have the crab one, and the crab cakes are for free there in Chowdertown today. Chowdertown at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, at 3 o'clock with the crab cake at Chowdertown. Let's go to Skyboy.
Thanks a lot there, Bob, and I got my family. Sorry, anyway, bonus ring. You got a bonus ring, you're going to hit that town with a bonus jet. That's what I'm saying. I'm here tonight, going down that 15 freeway line. Here is Boyd Skybaby's weekend.
Crab cakes, yeah. Boy, Sky Baby's weekend.
Just find this, bud.
Well, I got it right here.
I'll do it. Thank you very much. Bud Dickman's Twitter account, by the way, folks, is The Bud Dickman. The Bud Dickman.
Right. I don't have one of those Twitter accounts, and I wouldn't get one.
Why don't you have one, General? It's a very, very good way of staying in touch with everyone.
I don't want a Twitter account. What do I look like? Some kind of a Twitter? She's...
Well, I mean, every guy doing it, you can talk to people.
I don't want to talk to people. The people I want to talk to, I'll talk to, all right?
All right, here is Bud Dickman's Twitter account. It's The Bud Dickman. All right, now, Bud, what do you call this?
This is a clue that was communicated to me from people that I know what are in on it.
In other words, your sources at Fox.
Yeah, yeah, but there's people that are in on it.
What do you mean they're in on it?
Are they doing it or aren't they?
I cannot comment.
Bud.
I can't comment.
Here's what Bud has tweeted out. What's Trump got on Roger Ailes? Question mark. A clue. And then he writes out the phrase, friends are rare magic and naturally inspire merriment and laughter.
That's correct.
Friends are rare. Dickman, if you're screwing with me, there won't be a place you can hide.
I swear to God, that's a clue.
Do you know what it means?
I do.
Well, then tell us.
I'm afraid that I can't.
What if I promise to kick your ass?
I can't do it. You're going to make me.
All right, wait a minute. If you try to kick his ass, Phil, I'm going to have to drop a weapon on you. Will you get out of here?
So you know what it means?
I think I do, but then again, I think I don't.
You think you do, but you know what I think, Phil? I think the whole thing is horse dung.
Yeah, man, you're making this stuff up just to make yourself sound bitch up. I swear to God, there is a clue there. Whether or not it has anything to do with the reality.
Okay, I want to ask you a question, okay?
Yeah.
Whatever we find, if we are able to solve the clue here in your tweet, will it tell us what it is that Donald Trump has on Roger Ailes?
Yes.
It will?
Yes, that is the information that I got, and that's the information that I do have.
That's the information you got?
You know what he's talking about, Henry. Don't drive yourself ape with this stuff.
All right. Tell you what, while we're just mulling that one over, which was absolutely brilliant, thank you, Bud, for that, we got Don Mixa, who is our reporter at large. He is in Seattle, Washington, as you may well imagine. No, that's where Don is currently based. That's what he calls home. But we do have him, and he reports on a variety of things around the country for us. Don, you're on top of this. Did you watch the CNN report this morning?
Phil, yes, I did. And it was a, if I could just bring up to speed on this, it was a commentary between, I believe it was the Cuomo guy. What's the guy, Mario Cuomo? Or
Not Mario Cuomo. That was the governor.
Well, whoever it is that...
Chris Cuomo.
I don't know what the guy's name is. Is it Chris Cuomo?
Well, yes, it's the Cuomo boy. Oh, look, here's the woman with the nose, Phil, Juliette Kayyem. Oh, wow, she's a housewife who wrote a book about how to be a housewife and bust... And look at the schnoz on that.
All right, Margaret, let's not be... You know, you're just Margaret a little petty, aren't you?
Well, I just wonder how it is this woman is on television and giving all these national security tips... And she's got the big fat... Look at that thing. I know the air's free, but for God's sake...
That's a good one.
That's the oldest joke in the world.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is, Margaret. I dropped a weapon on a man. What?
Will you knock it off with the weapon?
If you guys are done pulling it and spanking, you know, spanking the ham...
I beg your pardon?
I'm trying to get something said here.
Oh, hold on. Hold on for a minute, Don. We're talking with Don Mixa. This lady, it says security bomb.
Yes, she's some woman that sat on her ass during the day, and she decided to write a book called Security Mom. What she found out about America's enemies sitting on her big widening can, and with a nose like that, you know the ass can't be far behind.
Well, I don't know. I think that's a pretty good point.
Yeah, all right, so forget about that, okay?
Jesus.
Phil, you wanted to know about the woman on the TV.
Yeah, Mr. Henry. Probably give you a big thrill.
I'm gonna kick...
Hey!
Come on, Phil.
Beat your ass.
Like I said, Phil, are you guys done pulling your wings and paddling ham? Because I'll tell you, what you guys are paddling this morning is honey smoked. And
I beg your pardon.
All right, wait. Don, don't push me, okay?
You're pushing me. I've got an awful lot that I've got to do.
Look, Mixer, you're at our control and at our beck and call, so don't start acting like you're lording it over us.
Oh, man.
Don, all right, hold on. All right, so you saw this clue, right?
Yeah, what Dickman put down?
Yeah, that's the clue that I got.
Yeah, I've got it. You know, as rare as this may be, Dickman every now and again gets one right. You know, they say every dog has his day. Well, every Dickman has his day as well. And every Dickman dog, I suppose you can say, every day. What I was going to say, I actually worked it out. Oh, making your family safer, be the boss, talk it out, get shopping, fire drill, live your life. What else? This woman sold this book. I am.
Oh, what are you doing?
He's looking at the same thing I'm looking at, this Juliet Kayyem.
She's been pitching that book now for...
She's pitching this book for weeks. It is worthless. She's got the nose on her like Cyrano de Bergerac.
Will you never mind about the woman's nose?
I'll tell you, she's not a bad-looking woman. If you could just take that nose and put it on a larger head. But,
All right, so do I hang up?
No, don't do it.
Why would you hang up?
Because you're boring me with all kinds of jazz about this woman's nose. I want to know about this other thing.
All right, hold on. Yeah, no, we're talking here about what Donald Trump may have on Roger Ailes. That was a report this morning, Phil, and it was on CNN, and it was a conversation that Chris Cuomo and John Berman were having with this guy from the former guy from the Trump campaign, now with New Yorker.
Yeah, it's a writer, Mr. Turner, for New Yorker magazine. Right now, doing an article on it.
What's his name?
I don't recall.
Anybody here?
No, I don't remember what the name was, but I do remember he was a real four-eye, you know.
Yeah, this guy was a real egghead.
Yeah, pretty much. But here's the thing. They were asking this guy about the Trump campaign, and they said that in 2013, one of the right-hand men for Roger Ailes left the company, apparently under very bad circumstances, and this guy was going to leave the company with all kinds of dirt, all kinds of filth. You know, all kinds of...
Now, did he say dirt and filth?
Well, let me just tell the story, and then you figure it out.
Yeah, but let him tell the story, then you figure it out. It's very interesting.
All right, he'll tell the story.
All right, Bud, thank you.
Yeah, well, Bud's not wrong, because what happened was, this guy's going to leave the company, and Roger Ailes realizes that this guy has quite a bit of information that can make Roger Ailes look like a real monkey swinging on 100 yards of grapevine, if you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yes, we know.
All right. Well, I wasn't really asking you, Margaret, but...
Well, we know anyway.
Yeah, but just don't worry about it, Mixer. Go ahead.
All right. So, here's the thing.
What do you mean I wasn't talking to you, Margaret?
Phil, don't get petty.
I'm just saying, I asked you, you know, Phil, and you said, yeah, and then all of a sudden you hear this, we know, you know, that kind of thing.
You know, Don, if you want to find out what kind of a woman you're dealing with here, why don't you pay us a visit one day, all right? I'll bury a high heel right up the...
She's going to say ball sack.
How dare you?
Hey, everybody now.
I tell you what, I'll take that bet.
Hey, continue, please.
I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
Continue, please.
All right, I am. So, these guys are on there talking about it. He says, well, what did you do? He said, I didn't do anything. I'm writing the article. He said, well, who did what? He said, you asking me?
Don't give me everything.
What he said was basically...
Hold on. Don't give me every little bit of detail, Don. Just give me the good stuff.
All right. So he basically said this. This guy's got a lot of information. I have to negotiate some kind of a settlement with this guy that will include a non-disclosure. It's going to cost me money, but I'm going to need somebody hold on. Tell you what, give me a drink of water, and as long as we're on a subject, can you put a little Maker's Mark in it?
Boy, man, you're hitting the sauce right now, huh?
Yeah, Phil, I'm hitting the... What a terrible thing to say.
Well, it's 6 a.m., and you're cold.
Hey, you know what? Some of us need what some of us need, and the rest of you guys, you can go off and have your little cakes and candies and cookie. Yeah, thanks. More. Come on, light cut. All right, Phil, so here's what happened. This guy, Ailes, brings in Trump to negotiate a non-disclosure with this guy, all right? And that means that this guy is going to get paid quite a bit of money if he keeps his mouth shut about certain things. Well, who's the guy that's negotiating with this? The guy that's working the deal out is Donald Trump. So Donald Trump finds out everything this guy's got on Roger Ailes. Now Donald Trump has this stuff. And I think it is it answers the question why Fox News hasn't been more vociferous, more aggressive, hasn't really gone for the throat, hasn't really gone for that big tight squeeze, the squeeze and twist, as we call it. And I'll tell you why. It's because of...
What do you mean the squeeze and twist?
Well, three guesses.
Yeah, Philly, you know the squeeze and twist.
Yeah, you... Oh,
okay, all right, never mind.
What does that mean, the squeeze and twist?
Just never mind, okay?
Yeah, gonna grab down...
Never mind.
All right, so look, so Trump has this information, and that information is going to be kept secret so long as... You know, this other guy's got the non-compete, but Trump, he doesn't have a non-compete.
Well, what makes you think that Trump... Now, Trump was negotiating with this guy on behalf of Roger Ailes.
That is correct. Roger Ailes wanted a non-disclosure with this guy. It was going to cost the company quite a bit of money, but Ailes he wanted a comfort zone, and he got it. Now, the guy that did the negotiating for Roger Ailes was Donald Trump. You can't do the negotiating...
Yeah, but what makes you think with Roger Ailes that Donald Trump's going to find out the information? He's just negotiating a deal.
Because, you can't negotiate a deal like that without first knowing how much it's going to cost and what's the value of it. And the only way you find out the value of it is to find out what information this guy may have. Now, Roger Ailes may have come in preemptively and just laid a price on this guy. And he said, okay, that's fine. And nobody found out anything, but I doubt it. I doubt it sincerely. So,
why do you doubt that? Because if Roger Ailes knew the value of the information this man had, he might have said, well, here is what I'll give you. And the man might have said yes, and Donald Trump doesn't learn anything.
I just, knowing Donald Trump the way I do, which I don't know Donald Trump, but I'm trying to, in other words, what I'm saying is knowing...
You just want to make it sound good.
Right, I want to make it sound... Knowing Donald Trump the way I do, I don't know Donald Trump, but knowing him the way I don't know him, let's say, which would be the way I know him...
I understand.
All right, so...
Knowing Donald Trump the way you don't know him, what?
I'm just saying Donald Trump, I know for... I mean, knowing him the way that I don't...
Never mind about that, knowing him that the way you don't know him. What are you saying about Donald Trump? He's got this information.
I would say that Donald Trump is not going to walk out of that room without that information. Oh, my God, not this Kayleigh McKinney. Is this girl, does she have to be on television all the time?
Are you talking about that Donald Trump blonde?
Yes, I am.
Oh, she's in tight with Trump, man. She's got her nose so far up his...
All right, take it easy.
We're talking here with Don Mixa, folks, about... A supposed non-disclosure, and I say supposed, Don, we know this for a fact.
Yeah, well, I'm getting it from the inside guy of the Trump Organization, but it was a non-disclosure that Roger Ailes signed with his ex-media chief, and it was for a lot of money. It cost Roger Ailes a lot of money because this guy's got dirt. Now, Dickman has the clue on his Twitter account today, which really, really goes to the heart of it.
Do you know what this phrase means?
I do, yes.
Yeah, that's only me and Don Mixa and a few select others.
And you're not telling us why.
Well, I'd be happy to tell you.
No. Don't tell him because,
Because why? Why won't you tell us?
Well, I mean, it's supposed to be, it's a code.
So, what do you mean it's a code?
The phrase, Phil... Friends are rare magic and naturally inspire merriment and laughter. All right?
Yeah.
That doesn't mean anything to you.
No, that doesn't mean jack crap to me.
What is it? Look, do we have to guess?
That's part of having a code and everything. You gotta guess.
Understood, bud. But, for the purposes of your show, do you really want to just fool around with that?
Yeah, man, why don't you just tell us? On account of it's a code. Cad, man.
Who cares if it's a code, all right? Codes are meant to be broken.
That's exactly... Well, now, who is this blonde?
I don't know, and I don't care. It's some woman representing cheeseheads. Oh, that's a Fox person. Isn't that a Fox person?
Oh, yeah, it is a Fox person.
Yeah, that's the girl that does Morning Drive. Look at Trump flirting with her. Oh, man. Oh, he's going to kiss her on the lips. Trump just lip lock. He just went...
I don't want to hear about it.
All right, so... The phrase is, friends are rare magic and naturally inspire merriment and laughter.
Yes, we've got it.
All right, and that doesn't mean anything to you.
For the 19th time, no, it doesn't.
Well.
Bud?
I mean, if you look at the phrase...
Look, bud.
If you look at the phrase, the first letter of each word.
All right, the first letter of each word. Now, before you...
Wait.
F-
friends are,
well, the first one is farm. Farm animal.
Yeah.
Farm animal? What the Christ?
Are you kidding me?
Am I kidding? It's not whether I'm kidding or not, it's whether Roger Ailes is kidding. How much is that worth?
Yeah.
Where did you guys get this phrase?
It was dropped in a mailbox that I think Bud recovered it. It was a mailbox that Bud and I both shared on this information. I had my sources, he had his sources, and I said, well, let's just drop it into this mailbox and see if, see if everything comes up roses. I said, drop it into the mailbox, and let's see if it sprouts petunias. And we got that.
Friends are rare magic. And naturally inspire merriment and animal and laughter.
All right, so that's F-A-R-M-A-N-I-M-A-N.
Farm animal. God damn, I hope you're not saying what I think you're saying.
I'm afraid that...
You're afraid that what?
That's what it is, farm animal. I don't know what it means.
Well, three guesses.
Well, no, I don't know, Phil. I'm not going there.
Well, I think you have to go there, because what else... Why would you keep that information quiet?
You know, what is it about the world these days? Everything involves, every time you blackmail a guy, it involves a farm animal.
I don't think that that's necessarily true.
Well, I do, my friend, because I can tell you, whether it is in the public eye or the private, there's farm animals somewhere.
That seemed like it, Mr. Henry.
Oh, does it seem like it? Well, I don't think so. That's the first time I think I've ever heard of a public personality the likes of Roger Ailes being threatened with exposure as to his relationship with a farm animal.
Well, I when you say relationship with a farm animal, what do you mean?
Well, what are you saying?
I'm saying that Roger Ailes has a farm animal. That's all I'm saying. I'm not making an accusation.
Well, why would it be something that you could blackmail him with?
Phil, why don't you calm down? You're going...
Yeah, Phil, you're really belting it out.
Yeah, you're scaring me.
Why would it be something you could blackmail him with? Hold on.
Now we got David Hall.
Now, David G. Hall is calling in.
All right, that'd be great.
Why would it be something you could blackmail him with?
All right, Phil, I'm going to answer your question. I have to start kicking me. Hey, Phil, it's David. I'm driving. Is Don Mix is there?
Yeah, hold on for a minute, David, will you?
I'm driving right now. Is Don? Yeah, David, Don Mix it.
Hold on, David, for a minute, because I've got this question that I'm asking. Farm animal.
I'm trying to tell you the farm animal reference in relationship to Roger Ailes, okay? This is something having to do with a farm animal. So I would be very, very careful with that. I'm trying to tell him that right now, David.
We're talking about that.
All right, well, be there. It's not necessarily, though, David, what you're thinking. Well, it may not be what I'm thinking. You don't even know what I'm thinking. Are you thinking about what I...
Look, can we lay it on the table?
No. No, no. Look at Roger Ailes and Fox. They're huge. They're bigger than huge. They're magnificent. They're big.
They're really big.
Yeah, they're really big. I don't need them coming after us in a lawsuit because we made reference to a farm animal and we got specific with the relationship.
Well, I mean, I think it's pretty clear to everybody, you know.
No, it's not clear to everybody, Robert.
Well, why you say that? You're gonna talk about a guy have a farm animal. What's he doing with it?
How about maybe he's milking it? Oh, maybe it's a pig.
All right, fine. So why is that something you can blackmail him with?
Oh, look, Phil. Maybe being on a farm. I was gonna say maybe Roger Ailes didn't want anybody knowing that he was on a farm or lived on a farm, has a piece of a farm.
You know what? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. I think you guys really got to think about what you're saying here. Roger Ailes paying a lot of money so that no one mentions the fact that he had some knowledge of or relationship with a farm animal or farm animals.
But it could be plural. At this particular point, we're not sure.
Yeah, at this point, it could be multiple farm animals, but... that was the phrase.
And this phrase was dropped into a mail slot that you and Bud both share.
That is correct, yeah. I'm saying watch your step with this stuff, because I don't need the lawsuit. And the fact that these guys...
David, are you there?
Phone went out.
No kidding, man.
We could hear the phone went out.
Look, before you get David back on the phone, I'm just going to tell you guys that it doesn't necessarily have to mean a sexual relationship with a farm animal. It can mean...
Then why... How is this thing something you can blackmail him with?
I was going to say it could mean that he keeps farm animals. Roger Ailes lives in New York City. He lives in a penthouse apartment. He lives in a very, very exclusive section of the Upper West Side. And it is very expensive, and it is a place of, I can tell you, lots of security. and the homes are beautiful, and the people are very private. If Roger Ailes is keeping pigs or, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, okay, sure. So Ailes is...
Well, you say okay, sure.
Yeah, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. So you're going to blackmail him and say, hey, by the way, Roger Ailes Homeowners Association, he's keeping pigs and cows in his apartment. Is that it?
I didn't say cows. Well, you know...
But we did say it's possibly plural.
We said it's possibly plural, possibly not. It could be a singular pig.
Thank you very much, Don. This is a very, very entertaining and very interesting.
Hey, look, I'm not, Phil, I'm not sitting here just pulling the ham, because...
That's the multiple references you've made to beating off, okay? I don't need to hear any more about it.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, Phil, I mean, at least Don was being euphemistic.
At least I was being euphemistic about it when I said paddle porky, or spank porky. But there you are.
Thanks, Don. Thank you very, very much. I'm glad for this information. I appreciate it, but we're getting way off base, and I have to talk a little bit more with Bud about this, because he, after all, was the initial contact on this, whether or not this means what I think it means.
It means Roger Ailes and a farm animal.
Right, but I don't know what that means.
Yes, because no one is being very clear about it.
Well, I think I can be as... Like I said, maybe it's not sexual, but I think it has something to do with the fact that he better clear that apartment out, because he's got animals that were intended to be corralled on a farm.
Up in his townhouse apartment, yeah. Thanks very much, Don Mixa, folks. Your thoughts?
My thoughts about what?
About the farm animal, for God's sake.
Oh, yes. The farm animal, as I remember, my father had a farm. I don't know what you're talking about.
Talking about winner Roger Ailes.
Oh, Roger Ailes, yes. I think that, well...
What do you think, Bud?
Well, I think you know what I think, but I'm not going to say.
Yeah, nobody wants to say it. Everyone wants to dance around it.
We'll be right back, folks. World-famous Phil Henry Show, Dance Around It.
Rolls Royce, it's not about... Never
mind. We don't have to spell it out. Farm animals. We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Hey, I got a little piece of information I got to impart to you, because this is really cool. The month of March is over, by the way. We sent out the emails to our new annual Backstage Pass members asking for their voice message details. And you guys who got those emails, you need to send in your voice message detail request by April the 11th at midnight to qualify, okay? Because what happens is, and I know that a lot of people are just really cool, you know, they're just getting a year subscription. But you guys have, you know, some good stuff coming your way. So make sure that you, if you did get a voicemail message, about a year subscription, and you want a voicemail message from Phil Henry or any one of the crew here, or any one of the various guests and wonderful people that we have on the show, make sure you get us the details by Monday, April the 11th. Make sure your spam folder, you check that for our emails.
Yes, because a lot of Phil's emails go into the spam folder.
Yeah.
Well, you know. So,
you're going to have to find a way.
Yeah, Mr. Make an email when you get around and stuff.
Yeah, talk much?
Yeah. I'll say this.
Hey, watch it.
Yeah, okay, that's what I'll do, man. I'll make an email that fools the spam folder, if you can show me how I do that.
Well, I imagine there are ways.
Yeah, there's certain ways. A few tricks I can show you.
Yeah, that's great, bud. Thanks. I don't want to mess around with anybody's email. If they want to have spam, if they want to make sure they're blocking spam, I don't want to do anything that is going to get around that it only piss them off. Anyway, coming up this month, though, here's the cool part. Coming up this month, a free limited edition picture disc for the first 500 people to sign up for an annual Backstage Pass membership this month. Now, these are limited edition picture discs that we had originally produced, I think, around 2000, if I'm not mistaken, Robert, because it was, which one was it?
That was for number one rated.
Okay, it was the picture disc for number one rated?
Now, what's that?
That's the 2000. CD or best of, right?
Yes, and that was, it came out in CD form, but you also had picture discs made up at the time because it seemed like picture discs were making a comeback, which they weren't, and so you were stuck with them.
We were not stuck with anything. No, we were not stuck with anything, Margaret. What happened was we figured out a way to get this stuff shipped out in a reasonable, in a reasonably inexpensive way, because, you know, shipping and handling is really expensive. I'm not going to pass that on to my listeners. So what we wanted to do is make sure we could get it shipped and handled, if you'll pardon the expression, you know.
Bob, talk about handling stuff, man.
I always wonder what they mean by handling.
Well, it's something you don't want to get into, because they say, you know, shipping and handling.
Yeah, that's something you don't want to get into. They're talking about just regular handling, you know.
Yeah.
No, man. It's got nothing to do with farm animals.
Okay, that's what I want to ensure.
Good. So anyway, what you do then is sign up for a backstage pass. The first 500 people to sign up for an annual backstage pass this month, if you munch this, you know.
Go ahead, Phil.
Thanks. This month we'll be ready to rock with one of the 500 magnificent free limited edition picture discs. And that'll be ready to roll Tuesday afternoon, I think, tomorrow morning. So Wednesday, we'll be ready to rock and roll with that in earnest. But the first 500 people to sign up for an annual backstage pass this month win a beautiful, free, limited edition picture disc. And I can tell you that these picture discs, that's about a $100. You know what? I don't even know what the value of that is. I think it's either $100 to $200 value on those picture discs because they're very rare. They're also numbered, so it is a limited edition. And when we run out, Jack, we run out. If you collect picture discs, and there are people, our good close personal friend Mark Maron is a vinyl guy.
Yeah, you did. You went over and you listened to the vinyl and everything.
Yeah, what did that? You're talking about where was it? Mark Maron's house? Is this the guy that had the president, right?
Yeah, Mark had President Obama. He's a vinyl freak.
Yeah, you said that it sounded good because you could hear the actual record, the studio.
Well, I mean, you know, it reminded me of the old days when you used to listen to vinyl. I totally forgot what it sounded like. And, you know, Mark had a couple of records, and he put it on his tuner, and he's got a great system, man. He's got turntables, and I don't even know the brand of turntable he has. He's got tuners. He's got all the old gear, and it's tube gear. So you see the tubes warming up, and in any event, we listened to a couple of tracks from 12x5, the Rolling Stones, and a couple other things, and it was amazing how good that stuff sounds.
Now, let me ask you a question. I don't know a lot about, you know, I listen to music, everything. You guys are talking about vinyl like the records.
Yes, General, the record, as opposed to what people listen to today, which is the digital.
Now, what, you're talking about the CDs, right?
No, not CD. CD is also like a hard copy. Digital is like just iPod and everything.
And what's the difference on that?
Digital is electronic. It's electronically recorded. It's not being recorded on magnetic tape, or as they call it, analog. It's being recorded by way of electronic impulses. And there's a lot of other things they do with digital recordings to limit the sound, you know, limit extraneous noise.
Well, you're talking about being able to hear the room. That's one of those, you know, like recording guy things.
Yeah, then you're a recording guy. That's what you talk about.
What do you mean recording guy?
But one of the guys like an engineer.
That's it, an engineer.
No, I mean, look. You don't have to be a recording guy.
But what in the name of God and all of the angels in heaven are you talking about?
Look, General, slow down, man. What I'm saying to you is this. When you listen to a digital recording, you're listening to a highly enhanced kind of recording that not only is making the music sharper and crisper and more, I suppose, the fidelity much, much higher and clearer and cleaner, but it's also taking all of the background noise out that you ordinarily would hear if you're listening to an analog recording. Like with a vinyl record, you can hear a little bit of the room. The room isn't making noise itself, but you might hear some of the reverberation. You might even hear the music going off the baffling. Now what?
I don't know what baffling is.
It's the soundproofing, right, Phil?
Yep, soundproofing.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Donald, why are you so interested in this stuff?
Hey, maybe I want to start my own recording. Don't worry about it. None of your beeswax, all right?
Yeah, General wants to know.
Hey, man, I'm just asking.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, well, I'm telling.
Wait. No reason to be rude.
I don't like guys asking me questions.
Well, what are you looking to,
I may want to enhance the audio sound system that I've got, and I want to know all about this stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, vinyl, so that's it. And if you have vinyl, you're listening to an old kind of recording, which is really good. It's not like you're listening to those old 78s, you know. Did you ever hear those?
Oh, yeah, I heard those things.
My dad and mom had old 78s. Now, these couldn't have belonged to them. I think they might have belonged to my grandparents, but those things were on a heavier material, and it was very scratchy. Vinyl, if you take care of it, will sound good. It doesn't sound as clean as, for instance, excuse me, I'm
You belching again?
Yeah, a little bit of gas. It doesn't,
Little bit of gas? Jesus Christ, look like you were having a stroke.
Yeah, does that look like you're gonna paralyze or something?
How about that, man? A belch paralyzes a man.
All right, good. We got all that information out of the way. So what about it?
Well, I forget what I was saying.
All right. Thank you very much, General. I hope that helps.
No, it didn't.
All right. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. We'll be right back.
No, it didn't.
Very interesting thing here on robots. Now, does he have that?
Yeah, we got it here. The robots. This is a robot called Mary. And Mary is a robot developed at Jeff Dowder Robotics.
Oh, man. Talk much?
What do you mean talk much, man? I'm trying to get it out.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, get it out. Dickman, I bet you whip your penis out. Well, excuse me, Margaret.
How dare you?
Wait. I was just going to say.
Yeah, we know what you were going to say. So what have you got?
We got Dowder Robotics, and here it is.
My name is Mary the Robot. I have large breasts, a tight ass, and a stubble figure. I was built by Jeff Dowder of Dowder Robotics in Temple City, California.
All right, now, Bud, what was that?
That was the sound of Mary the Robot, and that was the recording that I made this morning.
Boy, Dickman, you're real busy, aren't you?
Yeah, today's been a busy day, okay? There's a recording I made this morning of a Dowder Robotics.
At Dowder Robotics.
And you're trying to sell me and everyone listening that that's a robot.
Hey, Ms. Gray, you know.
But.
Hey, whoa.
But.
Whoa.
All right, Bud, what are you singing, man? Are you telling people to shut up?
I just want to tell Margaret one thing. I forget.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
All right, wait.
So, let me hear that again.
Yeah, I want to hear that again. Try to tell me that's a robot, Tish. Are you kidding me, man? It sounds like one of those Chatty Cathy deals.
My name is Mary the Robot. I have large breasts,
yeah.
A tight ass, and a stubble figure.
What?
I was built by Jeff Dowder of Dowder Robotics in Temple City, California.
But did I just hear that robot say it has large breasts and a supple ass?
No, it said it had a tight ass.
All right, I heard what it said, and we'll take that under advisement. Jeff Dowder is the developer of the robot, Mary the Robot. Now, Jeff is, by the way, at Caltech right now, where he is a part-time professor of mechanical physics. And are you teaching a class today, Jeff?
No, I'm just right now. I'm here doing a little bit of research. And probably later on, I'm going to probably hook up with Toby Bo. We're going to go off to Box Canyon.
But you're doing Box Canyon. Check out that plant.
I got a couple of plants I got to check. Well, they're not safe.
All right, so thank you. So, Jeff,
what are you doing? You're not blowing that weed, are you?
I'm not blowing who?
I didn't say who. I said...
Never mind, okay, General? You're not going to...
I don't like the idea of this guy, you know...
Hey, General, first of all, medicinal marijuana is legal in the state of California. That's number one. Number two is the, I forgot.
Jeff, let's stick with Mary the Robot, okay?
You got it.
All right, let's talk about this. There are a number of people worldwide who are working on robots. We've seen examples of them. You have one here called Mary the Robot. What is the relative difference? What is the, where is the state, where's the, what are robotics like these days?
Well, I mean, first of all, can I get the, I'm sorry, Phil, hold on for a minute. Can I get the meatloaf? Yeah, I want a mashed potatoes, yeah. And,
what are mashed potatoes?
Hold on for a minute. I want a mashed potato, and I want the meatloaf, and I want a grape drink, and I want to get a cherry drink. Yeah. Mashed potatoes, Mr. Henry, are mashed potatoes. They're mashed potatoes, but we call them mashed potatoes because of the way they're made.
How are they made?
Well, they're mashed up, you know, with a masher, as opposed to how they regularly do it.
How do they regularly do it?
I'm not familiar.
That's how they mash potatoes, with a masher.
Well, these are mashed potato.
Instead of mashed potatoes.
That is correct. That's my understanding. Yeah, hold on, just 1 minute. Give me a grape drink. Get a grape drink and a cherry drink. And you got either a punk of pie? Yeah, a punk of pie. Thanks. Okay, let me just take my lunch here. Doo-doo-doo. How much?
You know, Bud.
Dude, get a call the guy, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you got change for 20? Have you got change for 20? Hold on, Phil, you got to get change for 20.
Okay, Jeff, can we talk while you're paying?
No, you can't, because I want to make sure. Did I get the mashed potatoes just out of curiosity, or was it mashed potatoes? What? What?
Hey, Jeff, I'm calling you back, okay?
No, please don't hang up.
But the next time, man, make sure we got people on the line.
Hey, we're on the line.
I mean, the cat's ready to go.
Hey, Phil, look, the guy is a professor of mechanical physics.
Wait a minute, Phil. Okay, he's here. Yeah.
Are you ready to go?
One more. Just hold on for a minute. One more. Yeah, grape drink. Okay, I'm ready. First of all, Mr. Henry, the robot that I have developed married a robot, and Mary is in my classroom at my office right now. I could go over to my office and demonstrate it. But I do know that Bud had the basic description of Mary as she described herself. Is that my grape drink? Is it grape? What is it? Cherry? Lemon? Is it lemon lime?
Oh, man.
Hey, what? Come on, will you, daughter?
Oh, hold on. A grape drink? That's what I ordered. Here is Mary as we conceive her.
My name is Mary the Robot.
We've heard this.
I have large breasts, a tight ass.
That's
a supple figure. I was built by Jeff Downer of Downer Robotics.
Yeah.
In Temple City, California.
All right. Okay.
I want to ask a question. I have large breasts and a supple figure.
Well, I'm not really interested.
I'm talking about the robot.
She's talking about the robot.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, I mean, I did build Mary not as a pleasure model, but I did build Mary so she is interesting to look at. And you do not want to work with a robot. Is that my punk-a-pie?
I'm hanging up, Jeff, if you don't get...
I'm sorry. Give me the punk-a-pie and give me the grape drink. All right, give me the whatever you got, man. Excuse me. Yeah, no problem, man. I built Mary for maximum efficiency as well as pleasurability. In other words, if you're going to work up close and tight, if you're working in tight with a bot, you do not want to have the usual problems that you have working tight and sweet with a human. So I made sure that Mary's breath was sweet, for instance. I made sure that she was pleasant to look at, that there was no... you know, B.O. or anything.
What do you mean, B.O.? There's no B.O. on a robot, is there?
I do not know the answer to that question because I made sure that Mary smells good. I mean, I don't know.
Well, why would you worry about B.O. on a robot?
Because I'm going to be working up close. What are you talking about, man? You know,
talk about a robot, man. Why would you even think about having B.O.?
I'm not thinking about having the B.O. I'm saying that the bot's got the B.O.
We understand that, Jeff, but why would that be a consideration?
Well, you're working very closely with these bots.
Yes, we understand that. Were you afraid if you got up close to Mary, she'd stink like she's got pit Jesus?
And what about feminine hygiene?
Yeah, we worked on that too.
Oh my God, I was kidding about that. You know something? I think your mind needs a great deal of healing. I don't know what happened to you, Jeff, but really the mind needs to be healed.
Yeah, your mind. The immutable mind.
A.K.
You just said K.K. Want to try for another K? Now I got the triple K, as in KKK, and I'm a little bit offended by that.
But Jeff, before you get off into weird land here, forget about the BO and feminine hygiene. I can't believe it.
So you, in other words, you made sure before you built this thing that you'd have all the ingredients for proper body odor.
Oh, well, yeah, because you want it to smell human, but you also want it to smell good. And you also want it to smell good, the good human smell, as opposed to having deodorant. So we built into the system a right guard antiperspirant roll-on stick sports set. So it has a roll-on stick sports set, FDS, and scope. Now the breath sometimes funks out because one of the cool things about Mary the Robot is she can eat limited amounts of, like, pizza and stuff like that. And as we work together into the afternoon, her breath gets real funky. It's just like, yeah. Yeah, because one time, Mary, like, you can hear her right here. You know,
my name is Mary the Robot.
Ah, geez, you know, and you can smell it, man. And so...
I you know, I don't understand what you're saying, man. Are you telling me that...
Look, Phil, this guy, you know Doubter from way back. His mind is a real... It's a real interesting piece.
Well, I mean, what are you talking about?
You're telling me that this thing eats pizza.
It'll munch on it. It won't swallow it. But it can go... And then it goes, ah, I don't like this pizza, and spits it out into the trash can. And I'll go, oh, sorry, Mary. And then, as a joke, she'll turn around and go, ha... You know, blast the breath, you know? And so, oh, sorry.
Would you turn that thing off?
Come on. I'm sorry. I was trying to turn it off. We can go into the office, and you can talk more to Mary and find out about the things that she does.
Yes, we would like to do that, Jeff, if we have time on the program. Now, what I want to do is I want to get a little bit more into the idea of robotics because... as I said, there are a lot of people who are working on robots.
Yeah, there are. In fact, all over the world, as we speak, there are a variety of people working on robots, different models. There's a guy here who is a North Korean dude. Oh, no, he's in Hong Kong. He's in Hong Kong, and his name is Ricky Ma, and I call him the monster because Ricky's got robot. He's got Mark One, and it looks just like Scarlett Johansson. You know,
you're kidding me, man. That's radical.
Yeah, it's awesome. My robot, Barry, you know, she looks like...
You turn that off.
Sorry. And Mary looks an awful lot, you know, like Lady Gaga. And
what is that supposed to mean?
Lady Gaga?
Yeah. Well, what's wrong with that, man? She's...
Well, come on, man.
What? Lady Gaga's got, well...
Never mind why you made her look like Lady Gaga, okay? So most of these robots, as I was saying, Jeff, most of these robots are people... Would you turn that off, please?
Oh, sorry, man.
Yeah, most of these robots have varying degrees of efficiency. I don't know.
What is going on with that robot?
Hold on for a minute. Hold on. Shut up, man.
Do you get the robot under control?
I got it. Mary, don't do that. Okay?
Is that robot with you?
It came out of the office down toward the, I don't know, it's got some papers in it. Maybe, are these papers need signing? Because if they do...
Will you get out of here with that... Fuck. Excuse my language.
All right, Mary, get out of here.
Is that really a robot there?
Where?
With you.
Well, no, that's a person with a voice box. But the rope...
What?
I'm going to kill you, man.
Bark, man! Did I not get the code right?
He did get the code right about the farm animal with Roger Ailes.
Isn't that great?
Well, does he have a robot or does he not?
He's got the robot in the office.
Well, what was that shit... Excuse my French, folks. What were we just listening to?
Apparently that was a human talking through a voice box.
All right, folks. Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Or maybe
blessings
not.
Some blessings, you know, for me and my friend.
Yeah, what baby. We did. World famous Phil Henry
Be
Show
quiet,
and
I'm doing
PhilHenryShow.com.
For niggas that don't really do shit, I swear I...
Borson's Dairy. Boy, I'll tell you. Borson's Dairy has been around the Southern California area so long that our milk is spoiled. And we say that with great pride. Jerry Borson, along with the entire Borson family, guarantees that the Borson's family and the Borson's Dairy and everything associated with the Borson's people has been around so long that the milk stinks. The milk stinks of rot. The milk stinks because it's gone bad. Borson Dairy, the milk's curdled. Borson's Dairy. It's been in Southern California for so long that the milk's curdled. It stinks. Save $5, $10, $15, $20 at Klingon's. Klingon Appliances. With $5, $10, $15, $20, you can save money on Klingon Appliances, stoves, stovetop ranges, conversion ovens, as well as microwaves. And let's talk about those dishwashers. Klingon's. Klingon's has all of the great appliances for your kitchen, all of the great appliances for your garage, all the great appliances for your appliance room, all the great appliances for places where you don't even need appliances. And we're not just talking about things in the kitchen. We're not just talking about washing machines or dryers. We're talking about plastic legs, plastic arms, and even plastic eyes. Klingons! Klingons, these are appliances for you. Klingons. Klingons.
Klingons.
Klingons.
Klingons. Downtown. Klingons. Downtown Los Angeles, Glendale, Pasadena, Arcadia, Minneapolis. Klingons!
Klingons.
For your kitchen needs. All right, welcome back. World famous Phil Henry Show, PhilHenryShow.com. Don't forget that this month we are making available to you for all of the first 500 people to sign up for a year-long backstage pass. You get a limited edition picture disc from the world famous Phil Henry Show. These picture discs are numbered. They are indeed limited edition. And when we're done with them, man, we are done with them.
Well, this is a very great, this is a wonderful gift for someone.
Yes, it is. Anybody that collects picture discs, some people play them, you know, which...
But why wouldn't you?
I guess you could. I never... The few picture discs that I had in my life, I generally framed them or some stupid thing like that.
Why would you frame it?
Because they're picture discs, General. They've got...
They have pictures on them.
All right, guys, we thank Jeff Dowder, and we thank, of course, all of our other guests here. Oh, Don Mixa, thank you very much. And I'm going to find out what that code means. Go to Bud Dickman's Twitter feed, right?
Yeah, The Bud Dickman.
And by the way, folks, that's, by the way, twitter.com/TheBudDickman. Our social media is twitter.com/RealPhilHenry, twitter.com/PhilHenryShow, Margaret.
Yes, and to tweet at me if you'd like to. And by the way, I did tweet out today about that woman I saw on, that woman was a disaster.
What was her name?
Her name is Healy or Haley Baumgardner, an absolute disaster that the Trump campaign rolled out. She was just blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
Don't make fun of the lady, man. She's probably nervous first day on the job.
I know that when I did PR, I was on it. And I mean, I was all over it. And don't say anything, Bud, or General. I mean, I draped myself over it. And brother, when I got done with it, it knew it had been draped over by Margaret Gray.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. What a filth pit you have for a mind.
Anyway, folks, we thank all of the guests and all of that stuff here. World famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. More rock and roll good time here.
Hey, you guys are going on vacation, right?
In a month, yeah. In 1 month, we will be on vacation, but we'll still have shows for you guys. We're just going for a week.
Where are you going?
I don't know. We're probably going to stay here.
Why?
Because I feel like, we happen to live at the beach, okay? Do I got to go someplace every time I have vacation? Maybe I want to stay here at my beautiful beach, huh? Man.
World-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.
Oh, you thought you were going to do the...
Yeah, I thought so.
Klingons.